You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Radio.
We do things more often to no avail than we do things of no avail, but both phrases are available.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hello, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, I've got to say, I think I only do things to no avail, but now that I know that avail is available, I kind of want to use it.
I really enjoyed thinking more about avail. The question came from Kristen, who asked about the relationship of to avail oneself and to no avail. Let's start with the phrase to avail oneself, which gets us to look at the verb avail. This verb goes back in English to the late 1300s. We can trace it back to French. And it can be used both intransitively, that means with no object, or transitively. And when it has no object, historically it's meant to be of value or of use. An example would be, words avail very little with me, or the current measures will no longer avail. Rebecca, could you use that verb?
Avail just on its own?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't think I can.
Okay. And as a transitive verb, and I have to say, you don't come across this now very often, it also means to be of use or advantage to. An example would be from American Heritage Dictionary, nothing could avail the sick patient. So that's the verb. The construction to avail oneself to mean to take advantage of goes back to the 1600s. You can find it in Milton's Paradise Lost. Rebecca, to avail oneself, can you use that?
No. No. I've got a pretty hard no here on that I can only do no avail.
All right. So you like it as a noun. I will say I use the verb in the construction to avail oneself. I could say, oh, I'm going to avail myself of that option. But given that you only use it as a noun, let's turn to the noun. The noun is also old, goes back to the 1400s and comes from the verb. And the noun means advantage or assistance. It's most often used in this phrase, of no avail, to no avail, or to little avail. Now, I will say that in world Englishes, when you look at English used around the globe, you can find of avail. Here's an example that you can find on the web. Such repentance is too late to be of avail. That use goes back to the 1400s. For many of us, we will use it typically in a construction, as I said, of to little avail, to no avail. Rebecca, can you say to little avail?
That I could say.
And what's interesting here is that we see a crossover in usage. Historically, the preposition has been of, it was of no avail. And then around 1970, we see the crossover in frequency where to no avail becomes more common than of no avail. They're both out there, but to no avail is more common. Rebecca, have you ever thought about the relationship between avail and available?
No, and that's what I was going to say is suddenly this makes available make so much more sense. I've always just thought of available as its own thing.
That's exactly right. So available is able to be of avail, able to be of use. Actually, in its original meaning, it meant capable of producing a desired result. And then by the 1800s, it comes to be used to mean present or ready for use, which is how we use it now. You can also now in slang find available clipped to avail. Here's an example from Urban Dictionary. My car is totes avail Friday night if you need to borrow it. Rebecca, is that a slang you use?
I think I might be a little too old for that, but I would immediately know what they meant.
And if you look online, you will find a clip from Nurse Jackie in which the character Zoe says, if you want company, I'm totes avail, and then adds totally available, because it's clear that perhaps what Zoe has said is not clear to everyone she is talking to.
So many options available for us to use. Thanks so much for explaining them, Ann.
Really good to talk to you.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.